Language of Flowers, Kate Greenaway. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Language of Flowers. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook title. Language of Flowers author, Kate Greenaway, release date, March 10, 2010, ebook 31591, most recently updated, January 13, 2021, language, English, other information and formats. www.gutenberg.org/ebook/31591, credits. E-text prepared by Chuck Grafe from Page Images, generously made available by Internet Archive, http://www.archive.org/start-of-the-project-gutenberg-ebook language of flowers asterisk. E-text prepared by Chuck Grafe from Page Images, generously made available by Internet Archive. http://www.archive.org. Note, images of the original pages are available through Internet Archive. See http://www.archive.org/details/language-of-flowers00gree. Please click on the images to view them full-sized. Language of Flowers. Language of Flowers illustrated by Kate Greenaway. Abecedary, volatility, abatina, fickleness, acacia, friendship, acacia, rose or white, elegance, acacia, yellow, secret love, acanthus. The fine arts, artifice, achalia, temperance, achillea millifolia, war aconite, wolfsbane, misanthropy, aconite, crowfoot, luster, adonis, flows, painful recollections, African marigold, vulgar minds, agnus castus, coldness, indifference, agrimony, thankfulness, gratitude, image of flower, image of flower, image of flower, almond, common stupidity, indiscretion, almond, flowering, hope, almond, laurel, perfidy, allspice, compassion, aloe, grief, religious superstition, althea, frutex, Syrian mallow, persuasion, alyssum, sweet, worth, beyond beauty, amaranth, globe, immortality, unfading love, amaranth, coxcomb, foppery, affectation, amaryllis, pride, timidity, splendid beauty, ambrosia, love returned, American cowslip, divine beauty, American elm, patriotism, American linden, matrimony, American starwort, welcome to a stranger, cheerfulness in old age, amethyst, admiration, anemone, zephyr flower, sickness, expectation, anemone, garden, forsaken, angelica, inspiration, angrek, royalty, apple, temptation, apple blossom, preference, fame speaks him great and good, apple, thorn, deceitful charms, possum, dog's vain deceit, arbor vitti, unchanging friendship, live for me, arum, wake robin, ardor, ash leave, trumpet flower, separation, ash tree, grandeur, aspen tree, lamentation, aster, china, variety, afterthought, asphodel, my regrets follow you to the grave, auricula, painting, auricula, scarlet, avarice, austerdium, splendor, azalea, temperance, bachelor's buttons, celibacy, balm, sympathy, balm, gentle, pleasantry, balm of Gilead, cure, relief, balsam, red, touch me not, impatient resolves, balsam, yellow, impatience, barberry, sourness of temper, barberry tree, sharpness, basil, hatred, bay leaf, I change, but in death, bay rose, rhododendron, danger, beware, bay tree, glory, bay wreath, reward of merit, bearded crepes, protection, beech tree, prosperity, be orcus, industry, be offrees, error, belladonna, silence, bell flower, pyramidal, constancy, bell flower, small white, gratitude, belvedere, I declare against you. Batani, surprise, bilberry, treachery, bindweed, great, insinuation, bindweed, small, humility, birch, meekness, birdsfoot, trefoil, revenge, bittersweet, nightshade, truth, black poplar, courage, blackthorn, difficulty, bladder, nut tree, frivolity, amusement, bluebottle, centauri, delicacy, bluebell, constancy, blue-flowered Greek, valerian, rupture, Boris Henricus, goodness, borage, bluntness, box tree, stoicism, bramble, lowliness, envy, remorse, branch of currants, you please all, branch of thorns, severity, rigor, bridal rose, happy love, broom, humility, neatness, buckbean, calm repose, bud of white rose, heart, ignorant of love, bugloss, falsehood, bulrush, indiscretion, docility, bundle of reeds with their panicles, music, burdock, importunity, touch me not, buttercup, kingcup, ingratitude, childishness, butterfly, orchis, gaiety, butterfly, weed, let me go, cabbage, prophet, cacalia, adulation, cactus, warmth, calla, ethiopica, magnificent beauty, calicanthus, benevolence, camellia, japonica, red, unpretending excellence, Camellia japonica, white, perfected loveliness. Chamomile, energy and adversity. Canary grass, perseverance. Candytuft, indifference. Canterbury bell, acknowledgement. Cape jasmine, I'm too happy. Cardamine, paternal error. Carnation, deep red, alas. For my poor heart, carnation, striped, refusal, carnation, yellow, disdain, cardinal flower, distinction, catch, snare, catchfly, red, youthful love, catchfly, white, betrayed, cedar, strength, cedar of Lebanon, incorruptible, cedar leaf, I live for thee. Celandine, lesser, joys to come, serious, creeping, modest, genius, centauri, delicacy, champignon, suspicion, checkered, fritillary, persecution, cherry tree, good education, cherry tree, white, deception, chestnut tree, do me justice. Luxury, chickweed, rendezvous, chicory, frugality, China aster, variety, China aster, double, I partake your sentiments. China aster, single, I will think of it, China or Indian pink. Aversion, China rose, beauty always new, Chinese chrysanthemum, cheerfulness under adversity, Christmas rose. Relieve my anxiety. Chrysanthemum, red, I love. Chrysanthemum, white, truth. Chrysanthemum, yellow, slighted love. Cinquefoil, maternal affection. Circia, spell, cistus or rock rose, popular favor. Cistus, gum, I shall die tomorrow. Citron, ill-natured beauty. Clematis, mental beauty. Clematis, evergreen, poverty. Clopper, rudeness. Pertinacity, cloves, dignity. Clover, four-leaved, be mine. Clover, red, industry. Clover, white, think of me. Cobia, gossip. Coxcomb, amaranth, foppery. Affectation, singularity. Colchicum or meadowsaffron, my best days are past. Coltsfoot, justice shall be done. Columbine, folly. Columbine, purple, resolve to win. Columbine, red, anxious and trembling. Convolvulus, bonds, convolvulus, blue, minor, repose. Night, convolvulus, major, extinguished hopes. Convolvulus, pink, worth sustained by judicious and tender affection. Corcorus, impatient of absence. Coreopsis, always cheerful. Coreopsis, arcansa, love at first sight. Coriander, hidden worth. Corn, riches. Corn, broken, quarrel. Corn straw, agreement. Corn bottle, delicacy. Corn cockle, gentility. Cornel tree, duration. Coronella, success, crown your wishes. Cowslip, pensiveness. Winning grace. Cowslip, American, divine beauty. You are my divinity. Cranberry, cure for heartache. Creeping serious, horror, crest, stability. Power, crocus. Abuse not, crocus. Spring, youthful, gladness, crocus. Saffron, mirth, crown, imperial, majesty. Power, crowspill, envy, crowfoot, ingratitude. Crowfoot, aconite-leaved, luster. Cuckoo plant, ardor, cudweed, American. Unceasing remembrance. Current, thy frown will kill me. Cuscuta, meanness. Cyclamen, diffidence. Cypress, death. Morning, daffodil, regard. Dahlia, instability. Daisy, innocence. Daisy, garden, I share your sentiments. Daisy, Michaelmas, farewell. Daisy, party-colored beauty. Daisy, wild, I will think of it. Damask, rose. Brilliant complexion. Dandelion, rustic oracle. Daphne, odora. Painting the lily, darnel. Ray, grass, vice. Dead leaves, sadness. Dew plant. A serenade. Dittany of Crete, birth. Dittany of Crete, white, passion. Doc, patience, daughter of time, baseness, dogsbane, deceit. Falsehood, dogwood, durability, dragon plant, snare, dragonwort, horror, dried flax, utility, ebony tree, blackness. Eglantine, sweetbriar, poetry. I wound to heal, elder, zealousness, elm, dignity, enchanter's nightshade, witchcraft, sorcery, endive, frugality, eupatorium, delay, everflowering, candytuft, indifference, evergreen, clematis, poverty, evergreen, thorn, solace, and adversity, everlasting, never ceasing, remembrance, everlasting, pea, lasting pleasure, fennel, worthy all praise. Strength, fern, fascination, ficoids, ice plant, your looks freeze me, fig argument, fig marigold, idleness, fig tree, prolific, filbert. Reconciliation, fir, time, fir tree, elevation, flax, domestic industry. Fate, I feel your kindness, flax-leaved, goldilocks, tardiness, flirtalus, flame, I burn, flirtalus, fire, flowering fern, reverie, flowering reed, confidence in heaven, flower of an hour, delicate beauty, fly orchis, error, flytrap, deceit, fool's parsley, silliness, forget-me-not, true love. Forget-me-not, foxglove, insincerity, foxtail grass, sporting. French honeysuckle, rustic beauty, French marigold, jealousy, French willow. Bravery and humanity, frog offries, disgust. Fuller's teasel, misanthropy, fumatory, spleen, fuchsia, scarlet, taste, garden anemone, forsaken, garden chervil, sincerity, garden daisy, I partake your sentiments, garden marigold, uneasiness, garden ranunculus, you are rich in attractions, garden sage, esteem, garland of roses, reward of virtue, germander, speedwell, facility, geranium, dark melancholy, geranium, ivy, bridal favor, geranium, lemon, unexpected meeting, geranium, nutmeg, expected meeting. Geranium, oak leaved, true friendship, geranium, penciled ingenuity, geranium, rose scented, preference, geranium, scarlet, contorting, Stupidity, Geranium, Silver-Leaved Recall, Geranium, Wild Steadfast Piety, Gilliflower, Bonds of Affection, Glory Flower, Glorious Beauty, Goat's Rue, Reason, Goldenrod, Precaution, Gooseberry, Anticipation, Gourd, Extent, Bulk, Grape, Wild Charity, Grass, Submission, Utility, Gelder, Rose, Winter, Age, Hand, Flower, Tree, Warning, Harebell, Submission, Grief, Hawkweed, Quicksightedness, Hawthorn, Hope, Hazel, Reconciliation, Heath, Solitude, Helenium, Tears, Heliotrope, Devotion, Faithfulness, Hellebore, Scandal, Calumny, Helmet, Flower, Monkshood, Night Errantry, Hemlock, You Will Be My Death, Hemp, Fate, Henbane, Imperfection, Hepatica, Confidence, Hibiscus, Delicate Beauty, Holly, Foresight, Holly, Herb, Enchantment, Hollyhock, Ambition, Fecundity, Honesty, Honesty, Fascination, Honey, Flower, Love, Sweet and Secret, Honeysuckle, Generous and Devoted Affection, Honeysuckle, Coral, The Color of My Fate, Honeysuckle, French, Rustic Beauty, Hop, Injustice, Hornbeam, Ornament, Horse Chestnut, Luxury, Hortensia, You Are Cold, House Leak, Vivacity, Domestic Industry, Houstonia, Content, Hoya, Sculpture, Humble Plant, Despondency, Hundred Leaved Rose, Dignity of Mind, Hyacinth, Sport, Game, Play, Hyacinth, White, Unobtrusive, Loveliness, Hydrangea, A Boaster, Heartlessness, Hyssop, Cleanliness, Iceland, Moss, Health, Ice Plant, Your Looks Freeze Me, Imperial Montague, Power, Indian Cress, Warlike Trophy, Indian Jasmine, Ipomea, Attachment, Indian Pink, Double, Always Lovely, Indian Plum, Privation, Iris, Message, Iris, German Flame, Ivy, Fidelity, Marriage, Ivy, Sprig of With Tendrils, Assiduous to Please, Jacob's Ladder, Come Down, Japan Rose, Beauty is Your Only Attraction, Jasmine, Amiability, Jasmine Cape, Transport of Joy, Jasmine, Carolina, Separation, Jasmine, Indian, I Attach Myself to You, Jasmine, Spanish, Sensuality, Jasmine, Yellow, Grace and Elegance, Jonquil, I Desire a Return of Affection, Judah's Tree, Unbelief, Betrayal, Juniper, Sucker, Protection, Justicia, The Perfection of Female Loveliness, Canidia, Mental Beauty, King Cups, Desire of Riches, Laburnum, Forsaken, Pensive Beauty, Lady's Slipper, Capricious Beauty, Win Me and Wear Me, Ladrastremia, Indian Eloquence, Lantana, Rigor, Larch, Audacity, Boldness, Larkspur, Lightness, Levity, Larkspur, Pink, Fickleness, Larkspur, Purple, Haughtiness, Laurel, Glory, Laurel, Common, In Flower, Perfidy, Laurel, Ground, Perseverance, Laurel, Mountain, Ambition, Laurel-leaved Magnolia, Dignity, Laurustina, A Token, I Die If Neglected, Lavender, Distrust, Leaves, Dead, Melancholy, Lemon, Zest, Lemon Blossoms, Fidelity in Lore, Lettuce, Cold-Heartedness, Lichen, Dejection, Solitude, Lilac, Field, Humility, Lilac, Purple, First Emotions of Love, Lilac, White, Youthful Innocence, Lily, Day, Coquetry, Lily, Imperial, Majesty, Lily, White, Purity, Sweetness, Lily, Yellow, Falsehood, Gaiety, Lily of the Valley, Return of Happiness, Linden or Lime Trees, Conjugal Love, Lint. I Feel My Obligations, Live Oak, Liberty, Liverwort, Confidence, Licorice, Wild, I Declare Against You, Lobelia, Malevolence, Locust Tree, Elegance, Locust Tree, Green, Affection, Beyond the Grave, London Pride, Frivolity, Loat Tree, Concord, Lotus, Eloquence, Lotus Flower, Estranged Love, Lotus Leaf, Recantation, Love in a Mist, Perplexity, Love Lies Bleeding, Hopeless, Not Heartless, Lucerne, Life, Lupine, Voraciousness, Imagination, Matter, Calumny, Magnolia, Love of Nature, Magnolia, Swamp, Perseverance, Mallow, Mildness, Mallow Marsh, Beneficence, Mallow Syrian, Consumed by Love, Mallow, Venetian, Delicate Beauty, Manchineal Tree, Falsehood, Mandrake, Horror, Maple, Reserve, Marigold, Grief, Marigold, African, Vulgar Minds, Marigold, French, Jealousy, Marigold, Prophetic, Prediction, Marigold and Cypress, Despair, Marjoram, Blushes, Marvel of Peru, Timidity, Meadow Lichness, Wit, Meadow Saffron, My Fast Days Are Fast, Meadow Sweet, Uselessness, Mercury, Goodness, Mesembryanthemum, Idleness, Mesurian, Desire to Please, Michael Ms. Daisy. Afterthought, Mignonette, Your Qualities Surpass Your Charms, Milfil, War, Milkvetch, Your Presence Softens My Pains, Milkwort, Hermitage, Mimosa, Sensitive Plant, Sensitiveness, Mint, Virtue, Mistletoe, I Surmount Difficulties, Mock Orange, Counterfeit, Monkshood, Helmet, Flower, Chivalry, Night Errantry, Moonwort, Forgetfulness, Morning Glory, Affectation, Moshital, Weakness, Moss, Maternal Love, Mosses, Enui, Mossy, Saxifrade, Fection, Motherwort, Concealed Love, Mountain Ash, Prudence, Morning Bride, Unfortunate Attachment, I Have Lost All, Mouse-Eared Chickweed, Ingenuous Simplicity, Mouse-Eared Scorpion Grass, Forget-Me-Not, Moving Plant, Agitation, Mudwort, Tranquility, Mugwort, Happiness, Mulberry Tree, Black, I Shall Not Survive You, Mulberry Tree, White, Wisdom, Mushroom, Suspicion, Musk Plant, Weakness, Mustard Seed, Indifference, Myrobalan, Privation, Myrrh, Gladness, Myrtle, Love, Narcissus, Egotism, Nasturtium, Patriotism, Nettle, Burning, Slander, Nettle Tree, Concert, Night, Blooming, Sirius, Transient Beauty, Night, Convolvulus, Night, Nightshade Truth, Oak Leaves, Bravery, Oak Tree, Hospitality. Oak White, Independence, Oats, The Witching Soul of Music, Oleander, Beware, Olive, Peace, Orange Blossoms, Your Purity Equals Your Loveliness, Orange Flowers, Chastity. Bridal Festivities, Orange Tree, Generosity, Orchis, Abel, Osier, Frankness, Osmunda, Dreams, Ox Eye, Patience, Palm, Victory, Pansy, Thoughts, Parsley, Festivity, Pasque Flower, You Have No Claims, Passion Flower, Religious Superstition, Patience, Doc, Patience, P, Everlasting, An Appointed Meeting. Lasting Pleasure, P, Sweet, Departure, Peach, Your Qualities Like Your Charms Are Unequaled, Peach Blossom, I Am Your Captive, Pear Affection, Pear Tree Comfort, Pennyroyal, Flee Away, Peony, Shame, Bashfulness, Peppermint, Warmth of Feeling, Periwinkle, Blue, Early Friendship, Periwinkle, White, Pleasures of Memory, Persicaria, Restoration, Persimmon, Bury Me Amid Nature's Beauties, Peruvian Heliotrope, Devotion, Pheasant's Eye, Remembrance, Phlox, Unanimity, Pigeonberry, Indifference, Pimpernel, Change, Assignation, Pine, Pity, Pineapple, You Are Perfect, Pine, Pitch, Philosophy, Pine, Spruce, Hope in Adversity, Pink, Boldness, Pink, Carnation, Woman's Love, Pink, Indian, Double, Always Lovely, Pink, Indian, Single, Aversion, Pink, Mountain, Aspiring, Pink, Red, Double, Pure and Ardent Love, Pink, Single, Pure Love, Pink, Variegated, Refusal, Pink, White, Ingeniousness, Talent, Plain Tree, Genius, Plum, Indian, Privation, Plum Tree, Fidelity, Plum, Wild, Independence, Polyanthus, Pride of Riches, Polyanthus, Crimson, The Heart's Mystery, Polyanthus, Lilac, Confidence, Pomegranate, Foolishness, Pomegranate, Flower, Mature, Elegance, Poplar, Black, Courage, Poplar, White, Time, Poppy, Red, Consolation, Poppy, Scarlet, Fantastic, Extravagance, Poppy, White, Sleep, My Bane, My Antidote, Potato, Benevolence, Prickly Pear, Satyr, Pride of China, Dissension, Primrose, Early Youth, Primrose, Evening, Inconstancy, Primrose, Red, Unpatronized, Merit, Privet, Prohibition, Purple Clover, Provident, Pyrus Japonica, Fairies Fire, Quaking Grass, Agitation, Quamaclit, Busybody, Queen's Rocket, You Are the Queen of Coquettes, Fashion, Quince, Temptation, Ragged Robin, Wit, Ranunculus, You Are Radiant with Charms, Ranunculus, Garden, You Are Rich in Attractions, Ranunculus, Wild, Ingratitude, Raspberry, Remorse, Ray, Grass, Vice, Red, Catchfly, Youthful, Lore, Reed, Complacence, Music, Reed, Split, Indiscretion, Rhododendron, Rosebay, Danger, Beware, Rhubarb, Advice, Rocket, Rivalry, Rose, Love, Rose, Austrian, Thou Art All That Is Lovely, Rose, Bridal, Happy Love, Rose, Burgundy, Unconscious Beauty, Rose, Cabbage, Ambassador of Love, Rose, Campion, Only Deserve My Love, Rose, Carolina, Love is Dangerous, Rose, China, Beauty Always New, Rose, Christmas, Tranquilize My Anxiety, Rose, Daily, Thy Smile I Aspire To, Rose, Damask, Brilliant Complexion, Rose, Deep Red, Bashful Shame, Rose, Dog, Pleasure and Pain, Rose, Gelder, Winter, Age, Rose, Hundred-Leaved, Pride, Rose, Japan, Beauty is Your Only Attraction, Rose, Maiden Blush, If You Love Me, You Will Find It Out, Rose, Multiflora, Grace, Rose, Mundi, Variety, Rose, Musk, Capricious Beauty, Rose, Musk, Cluster, Charming, Rose, Single, Simplicity, Rose, Thornless, Early Attachment, Rose, Unique, Call Me Not Beautiful, Rose, White, I Am Worthy of You, Rose, White, Withered, Transient Impressions, Rose, Yellow, Decrease of Love, Jealously, Rose, York and Lancaster, War, Rose, Full Blown, Placed Over Two Buds, Secrecy, Rose, White and Red Together, Unity, Roses, Crown of Reward of Virtue, Rosebud, Red, Pure and Lovely, Rosebud, White, Girlhood, Rosebud, Moss, Confession of Love, Rosebay, Rhododendron, Beware, Danger, Rosemary, Remembrance, Rudbeckia, Justice, Rue, Disdain, Rush, Docility, Rye Grass, Changeable Disposition, Saffron, Beware of Excess, Saffron, Crocus, Mirth, Saffron, Meadow, My Happiest Days Are Past, Sage, Domestic Virtue, Sage, Garden, Esteem, Sane, Fain, Agitation, St. John's Wort, Animosity, Superstition, Sardony, Irony, Saxifrage, Mossy, Affection, Scabious, Unfortunate Love, Scabious, Sweet, Widowhood, Scarlet, Lickness, Sunbeaming Eyes, Skinness, Religions, Enthusiasm, Scotch, Fur, Elevation, Sensitive Plant, Sensibility, Delicate Feelings, Senvy, Indifference, Shamrock, Lightheartedness, Snake's Foot, Horror, Snapdragon, Presumption, Snowball, Bound, Snowdrop, Hope, Sorrel, Affection, Sorrel, Wild, Wit, Ill-Timed, Sorrel, Wood, Joy, Southernwood, Jest, Bantering, Spanish, Jasmine, Sensuality, Spearmint, Warmth of Sentiment, Speedwell, Female, Fidelity, Speedwell, Germander, Facility, Speedwell, Spiked, Semblance, Spider, Offrees, Adroitness, Spiderwort, Esteem, Not Love, Spiked, Willow, Herb, Pretension, Spindle, Tree, Your Charms Are Engraven on My Heart, Star of Bethlehem, Purity, Starwort, Afterthought, Starwort, American, Cheerfulness in Old Age, Stock, Lasting Beauty, Stock, 10-Week, Promptness, Stonecrop, Tranquility, Straw, Broken, Rupture of a Contract, Straw, Whole Union, Strawberry Tree, Esteem and Love, Sumach, Venice, Splendor, Intellectual Excellence, Sunflower Dwarf Adoration, Sunflower Tall Haughtiness, Swallowwort, Cure for Heartache, Sweet Basil, Good Wishes, Sweetbriar American, Simplicity, Sweetbriar European, I Wound to Heal, Sweetbriar Yellow, Decrease of Love, Sweet Pea, Delicate Pleasures, Sweet Sultan, Felicity, Sweet William, Gallantry, Sycamore, Curiosity, Syringa, Memory, Syringa, Carolina, Disappointment, Tamarisk, Crime, Tansy, Wild, I Declare War Against You, Teasel, Misanthropy, Tendrils of Climbing Plants, Ties, Thistle, Common, Austerity, Thistle, Fuller's, Misanthropy, Thistle, Scotch, Retaliation, Thorn, Apple, Deceitful Charms, Thorn, Branch of Severity, Thrift, Sympathy, Throatwort, Neglected Beauty, Time, Activity, Tiger, Flower, For Once May Pride Befriend Me, Traveler's Joy, Safety, Tree of Life, Old Age, Trefle, Revenge, Tremella, Nestock, Resistance, Trillium, Pictum, Modest Beauty, Truffle, Surprise, Trumpet, Flower, Fame, Tuberose, Dangerous Pleasures, Tulip, Fame, Tulip, Red, Declaration of Love, Tulip, Variegated, Beautiful Eyes, Tulip, Yellow, Hopeless Love, Turnip, Charity, Tusselage, Sweet Scented, Justice Shall Be Done You, Valyrian, An Accommodating Disposition, Valyrian, Greek, Rupture, Venice, Sumach, Intellectual Excellence, Splendor, Venus, Car, Fly With Me, Venus, Looking Glass, Flattery, Venus, Trap, Deceit, Vernal Grass, Poor But Happy, Veronica, Fidelity, Vervain, Enchantment, Vine, Intoxication, Violet, Blue, Faithfulness, Violet, Dame, Watchfulness, Violet, Sweet, Modesty, Violet, Yellow, Rural, Happiness, Virginian, Spiderwort, Momentary Happiness, Virgin's Bower, Filial Love, Vulcamenia, May You Be Happy, Walnut, Intellect, Stratagem, Wallflower, Fidelity in Adversity, Water Lily, Purity of Heart, Watermelon, Bulkiness, Wax Plant, Susceptibility, Wheat Stalk, Riches, Win Anger, White Jasmine, Amiableness, White Lily, Purity and Modesty, White Mullen, Good Nature, White Oak, Independence, White Pink, Talent, White Poplar, Time, White Rose, Dried, Death, Preferable to Loss of Innocence, Whortleberry, Treason, Willow, Creeping, Love, Forsaken, Willow, Water, Freedom, Willow, Weeping, Mourning, Willowherb, Pretension, Willow, French, Bravery and Humanity, Winter Cherry, Deception, Witch Hazel, A Spell, Woodbine, Fraternal Love, Wood Sorrel, Joy, Maternal Tenderness, Wormwood, Absence, Xanthium, Rudeness, Pertinacity, Xeranthemum, Cheerfulness Under Adversity, You, Sorrow, Zephyr, Flower, Expectation, Zinnia, Thoughts of Absent Friends, Absence, Wormwood, Abuse Not, Crocus, Acknowledgement, Canterbury Bell, Activity, Time, Admiration, Amethyst, Adoration, Dwarf Sunflower, Adroitness, Spider, Offrees, Adulation, Cacalia, Advice, Rhubarb, Affection, Mossy Saxifrage, Affection, Pear, Affection, Sorrel, Affection, Beyond the Grave, Green Locust, Affection, Maternal, Cinquefoil, Affectation, Coxcomb, Amaranth, Affectation, Morning Glory, Afterthought, Michaelmas, Daisy, Afterthought, Starwort, Afterthought, China Aster, Agreement, Straw Age, Gelder, Rose, Agitation, Moving Plant, Agitation, Sainfoin, Alas, For My Poor Heart, Deep Red, Carnation, Always Cheerful, Coreopsis, Always Lovely, Indian Pink, Double, Ambassador of Love, Cabbage, Rose, Amiability, Jasmine, Anger, Win, Animosity, Scent, John's Wort, Anticipation, Gooseberry, Anxious and Trembling, Red, Columbine, Ardor, Cuckoo Plant, Argument, Fig, Arts or Artifice, Acanthus, Assiduous to Please, Sprig of Ivy with Tendrils, Assignation, Pimpernel, Attachment, Indian Jasmine, Audacity, Larch, Avarice, Scarlet, Auricula, Aversion, China or Indian Pink, Bantering, Southernwood, Baseness, Daughter of Time, Bashfulness, Peony, Bashful, Shame, Deep Red, Rose, Beautiful Eyes, Variegated, Tulip, Beauty, Party Colored, Daisy, Beauty Always New, China Rose, Beauty, Capricious, Lady's Slipper, Beauty, Capricious, Musk Rose, Beauty, Delicate, Flower of an Hour, Beauty, Delicate, Hibiscus, Beauty, Divine, American Cowslip, Beauty, Glorious, Glory, Flower, Beauty, Lasting, Stock, Beauty, Magnificent, Calla Ethiopica, Beauty, Mental, Clematis, Beauty, Modest, Trillium, Pictum, Beauty, Neglected, Throatwort, Beauty, Pensive, Laburnum, Beauty, Rustic, French Honeysuckle, Beauty, Unconscious, Burgundy Rose, Beauty is Your Only Attraction, Pan Rose, Bell Orchis, Be Mine, Four-Leaved Clover, Beneficence, Marshmallow, Benevolence, Potato, Betrayed, White Catchfly, Beware Oleander, Beware Rosebay, Blackness, Ebony Tree, Bluntness, Borage, Blushes, Marjoram, Boaster, Hydrangea, Boldness, Pink, Bonds, Convolvulus, Bonds of Affection, Gilliflower, Bravery, Oak Leaves, Bravery and Humanity, French Willow, Bridal Favor, Ivy, Geranium, Brilliant Complexion, Damask Rose, Bulk, Watermelon, Gourd, Busybody, Quamiclet, Bury Me Amid Nature's Beauties, Persimmon, Call Me Not Beautiful, Rose Unique, Calm Repose, Buckbean, Calumny, Hellebore, Calumny, Matter Change, Pimpernel, Changeable Disposition, Rye Grass, Charity, Turnip, Charming, Cluster of Musk Roses, Charms, Deceitful, Thorn Apple, Cheerfulness in Old Age, American Starwort, Cheerfulness Under Adversity, Chinese Chrysanthemum, Chivalry, Monkscoot, Helmet Flower, Cleanliness, hyssop, cold-heartedness, lettuce, coldness, agnus castus, color of my life, coral, honeysuckle. Come down, Jacob's ladder, comfort, pear tree, comforting, scarlet, geranium, compassion, allspice, concealed, love, motherwort, concert, nettle tree, concord, lote tree, confession of love, moss, rosebud, confidence, hepatica, confidence, lilac, polyanthus, confidence, liverwort, confidence in heaven, flowering, reed, conjugal love, lime or linden tree, consolation, red poppy, constancy, bluebell. Consumed by love, Syrian mallow. Counterfeit, mock orange, courage, black poplar, crime, tamarisk, cure, balm of Gilead, cure for heartache, swallowwort, curiosity, sycamore, danger, rhododendron, rosebay, dangerous pleasures, tuberose, death, cypress, death preferable to loss of innocence, white rate dried, deceit, opossum, deceit, flytrap, deceit, dogsbane, deceitful charms, thorn apple, deception, white cherry tree, declaration of love, red tulip, decrease of love, yellow rose, delay, eupatorium, delicacy, bluebottle. Centauri, dejection, lichen, desire to please, mesurian, despair, cypress, despondency, humble plant, devotion, Peruvian heliotrope, difficulty, blackthorn, dignity, cloves, dignity, laurel-leaved magnolia, disappointment, Carolina syringa, disdain, yellow carnation, disdain, rue, disgust, frog offerings, dissension, pride of China, distinction, cardinal flower, distrust, lavender, divine beauty, American cowslip, docility, rush, domestic industry, flax, domestic virtue, sage, durability, dogwood, duration, cornel tree. Early attachment, thornless rose, early friendship, blue periwinkle, early youth, primrose, elegance, locust tree, elegance and grace, yellow jasmine, elevation, scotch fir, eloquence, Indian legerstremia, enchantment, holly herb, enchantment, vervain, energy and adversity, chamomile, envy, bramble, error, bee offerings, error, fly orchis, esteem, garden sage, esteem not love, spiderwort, esteem and love, strawberry tree, estranged love, lotus flower, excellence, camellia japonica, expectation, anemone, expectation, zephyr flower. Expected meeting, nutmeg, geranium, extent, gourd, extinguished hopes, major, convolvulus, facility, germander, speedwell, fairies, fire, pyrus, japonica, faithfulness, blue violet, faithfulness, heliotrope, falsehood, bugless, falsehood, yellow lily, falsehood, manchineal tree, fame, tulip, trumpet flower, fame speaks him great and good, apple blossom, fantastic, extravagance, scarlet poppy, farewell, michaelmas, daisy, fascination, fern, fascination, honesty, fashion, queen's rocket, fecundity, hollyhock, felicity, sweet sultan. Female fidelity, speedwell, festivity, parsley, fickleness, abatina, fickleness, pink larkspur, filial love, virgin's bower, fidelity, veronica, ivy, fidelity, plum tree, fidelity in adversity, wallflower, fidelity in love, lemon blossoms, fire, fleur-de-luce, first emotions of love, purple lilac flame, fleur-de-lis, iris, flattery, Venus, looking glass, flee away, pennyroyal, fly with me, Venus, car, folly, columbine, foppery, coxcomb, amaranth, foolishness, pomegranate, foresight, holly, forgetfulness, moonwort. Forget me not, for once may pride befriend me, tiger flower, forsaken, garden anemone, forsaken, laburnum, frankness, osier, fraternal love, woodbine, freedom, water, willow, freshness, damask, rose, friendship, acacia, friendship, early blue periwinkle, friendship, true oak leaf, geranium, friendship, unchanging arbor vitae, frivolity, London pride, frugality, chicory, endive, gaiety, butterfly, orchis, gaiety, yellow lily, gallantry, sweet William, generosity, orange tree, generous and devoted affection, French honeysuckle, genius, plane tree, gentility, corn cockle, girlhood, white rosebud, gladness, myrrh, glory, bay tree, glory, laurel, glorious beauty, glory flower, goodness, bonus henricus, goodness, mercury, good education, cherry tree, good wishes, sweet basil, good nature, white mullein, gossip, cobia, grace, multiflora, rose, grace and elegance, yellow jasmine, grandeur, ash tree, gratitude, small white bellflower, grief, harebell, grief, marigold, happy love, bridal rose, hatred, basil, haughtiness, purple larkspur, haughtiness, tall sunflower, health, Iceland moss, hermitage, milkwort, hidden worth, coriander, honesty, honesty, hope, flowering almond, hope, hawthorn, hope, snowdrop, hope in adversity, spruce pine, hopeless love, yellow tulip, hopeless, not heartless, love lies bleeding, horror, mandrake, horror, dragonswort, horror, snakesfoot, hospitality, oak tree, humility, broom, humility, small bindweed, humility, field lilac, I am too happy, cape jasmine, I am your captive, peach blossom, I am worthy of you, white rose. I change, but in death, bay leaf. I declare against you, Belvedere. I declare against you, Licorice. I declare war against you, Wild Tansy. I die if neglected, Laurestina. I desire a return of affection, Jonquil. I feel my obligations, Lint. I feel your kindness, Flax. I have lost all, Morning Bride. I live for thee, Cedar Leaf. I love red chrysanthemum. I partake of your sentiments, Double China Aster. I partake your sentiments, Garden Daisy. I shall die tomorrow, Gumcistus. I shall not survive you. Black mulberry, I surmount difficulties. Mistletoe, I will think of it, single china aster. I will think of it, wild daisy, I wound to heal eglantine sweetbriar. If you love me, you will find it out. Maiden blush rose, idleness, mesembryanthemum, ill-natured beauty, citron, imagination, lupine, immortality, amaranth globe, impatience, yellow balsam, impatient of absence, corchorus, impatient resolves, red balsam, imperfection, henbane, importunity, burdock, inconstancy, evening primrose, incorruptible. Cedar of Lebanon, independence, wild plum tree, independence, white oak, indifference, everflowering candy tuft, indifference, mustard seed, indifference, pigeonberry, indifference, senvi, indiscretion, split reed, industry, red clover, industry, domestic, flax, ingenuousness, white pink, ingenuity, penciled geranium, ingenuous simplicity, mouse-eared chickweed, ingratitude, crowfoot, innocence, daisy, insincerity, foxglove, insinuation, great bindweed, inspiration, angelica, instability, dahlia, intellect, walnut. Intoxication, vine, irony, sardony, jealousy, French marigold, jealousy, yellow rose, jest, southernwood, joy, wood, sorrel, joys to come, lesser celandine, justice, rudbeckia, justice shall be done to you, coltsfoot, justice shall be done to you, sweet-scented tusselage, night errantry, helmet flower, monkshood. Lamentation, espon tree, lasting beauty, stock, lasting pleasures, everlasting pea. Let me go, butterfly weed, levity, larkspur, liberty, live oak, life, lucerne, lightheartedness, shamrock, lightness, larkspur, live for me. Arbor vitae, love, myrtle, love, rose, love, forsaken, creeping willow, love, returned ambrosia, love is dangerous. Carolina rose, luster, aconite-leaved crowfoot, or fair maid of France, luxury, chestnut tree, magnificent beauty, calla, ethiopica, majesty, crown imperial, malevolence, lobelia, marriage, ivy, maternal affection, cinquefoil, maternal love, moss, maternal tenderness, wood sorrel, matrimony, American linden, may you be happy, volcamenia, meanness, cuscuta, meekness, birch, melancholy, dark geranium, melancholy, dead leaves, mental beauty, clematis, mental beauty, canidia, message, iris, mildness, mallow, mirth. Saffron crocus, misanthropy, aconite, wolfsbane, misanthropy, fuller's teasel, modest beauty, trillium pictum, modest genius, creeping serious, modesty, violet, modesty and purity, white lily, momentary happiness, Virginian spiderwort, morning, weeping willow, music, bundles of reed with their panicles, my best days are past, colchicum or meadow saffron, my regrets follow you to the grave, asphodel, neatness, broom, neglected beauty, throatwort, never ceasing remembrance, everlasting, old age, tree of life. Only deserve my love, campion rose, painful recollections, flows Adonis, painting auricula, painting the lily, Daphne odora, passion, white dittany, paternal error, cardamine, patience, dock, ox eye, patriotism, American elm, patriotism, nasturtium, peace, olive, perfected loveliness, camellia japonica, white, perfidy, common laurel, in flower, pensive beauty, laburnum, perplexity, love in a mist, persecution, checkered fritillary, perseverance, swamp magnolia, persuasion, althea frutex, persuasion, Syrian mallow. Pertinacity, clopper, pity, pine, pleasure and pain, dog rose, pleasure, lasting, everlasting pea, pleasures of memory, white periwinkle, popular favor, cistus or rock rose, poverty, evergreen clematis, power, imperial Montague, power, cress, precaution, golden rod, prediction, prophetic marigold, pretension, spited willow herb, pride, amaryllis, pride, hundred-leaved rose, privation, Indian plum, privation, mirabalan, profit, cabbage, prohibition, privet, prolific, fig tree, promptness, 10-week stock, prosperity. Beech tree, protection, bearded crepes, prudence, mountain ash, pure love, single red pink, pure and ardent love, double red pink, pure and lovely, red rosebud, purity, star of Bethlehem, quarrel, broken corn straw, quicksightedness, hawkweed, reason, goats, rue, recantation, lotus leaf, recall, silver leaf, geranium, reconciliation, filbert, reconciliation, hazel, refusal, striped carnation, regard, daffodil, relief, balm of Gilead, relieve my anxiety, Christmas rose, religious superstition, aloe. Religious superstition, passion flower, religious enthusiasm, skinnis, remembrance, rosemary, remorse, bramble, remorse, raspberry, rendezvous, chickweed, reserve, maple, resistance, tremella, nestock, restoration, persicaria, retaliation, scotch, thistle, return of happiness, lily of the valley, revenge, bird's foot, trefoil, reverie, flowering fern, reward of merit, bay wreath, reward of virtue, garland of roses, riches, corn, rigor, lantana, rivalry, rocket, rudeness, clopper, rudeness, xanthium, rural happiness, yellow violet. Rustic beauty, French honeysuckle, rustic oracle, dandelion, sadness, dead leaves, safety, traveler's joy, satyr, prickly pear, sculpture, hoya, secret love, yellow acacia, semblance, spiked speedwell, sensitiveness, mimosa, sensuality, Spanish jasmine, separation, Carolina jasmine, severity. Branch of thorns, shame. Peony, sharpness. Barberry tree, sickness. Anemone, zephyr, flower. Silliness, fool's parsley. Simplicity, American sweetbriar. Sincerity, garden chervil. Slighted love, yellow chrysanthemum. Snare, catchfly. Dragon plant, solitude, heath. Sorrow, yew, sourness of temper. Barberry, spell. Cerquia, spleen, fumatory. Splendid beauty, amaryllis. Splendor, austerdium, sporting. Foxtail, grass. Steadfast piety, wild geranium. Stoicism, box tree, strength, cedar. Fennel, submission, grass, submission. Harebell, success, crown your wishes. Coronella, sucker, juniper. Sunbeaming eyes, scarlet lichness. Surprise, truffle, susceptibility. Wax plant, suspicion. Champignon, sympathy, balm, sympathy. Thrift, talent. White, pink, tardiness. Flax-leaved, Goldilocks, taste. Scarlet, fuchsia, tears, helenium, temperance, azalea, temptation. Apple, thankfulness, agrimony, the color of my fate. Coral, honeysuckle, the heart's mystery. Crimson, polyanthus, the perfection of female loveliness. Justicia, the witching soul of music. Oats, thoughts. Pansy, thoughts of absent friends. Zinnia, thy frown wilt kill me. Currant, thy smile I aspire to. Daily rose, ties, tendrils of climbing plants. Timidity, amaryllis. Timidity, marvel of Peru. Thyme, white poplar, tranquility. Mudwort, tranquility. Stonecrop, tranquilize my anxiety. Christmas rose, transient beauty. Night blooming, serious. Transient impressions, withered white rose. Transport of joy, Cape jasmine, treachery. Bilberry, true love, forget me not, true friendship. Oakleaf, geranium, truth. Bittersweet nightshade, truth. White chrysanthemum, unanimity. Phlox, unbelief. Judas tree, unceasing remembrance. American cudweed, unchanging friendship. Arbor vitae, unconscious beauty. Burgundy rose, unexpected meeting. Lemon geranium. Unfortunate attachment, mourning bride, unfortunate love, scabious, union, whole straw, unity, white and red rose together, unpatronized merit, red primrose, uselessness, med, sweet utility, grass, variety, China aster, variety, Mundy rose, vice, darnel ray grass, victory, palm, virtue, mint, virtue, domestic, sage, volubility, abecedary, voraciousness, lupine, vulgar, minds, African marigold, war, York and Lancaster rose, war, chilia millifolia, warlike trophy, Indian cress, warmth of feeling. Peppermint. Watchfulness, Dame Violet, weakness, moschetal, weakness, musk plant. Welcome to a stranger, American starwort, widowhood, sweet scabious, win me and wear me, lady's slipper, winning grace, cowslip, winter, gelder, rose, wit, meadow, lickness, wit, ill-timed, wild sorrel, witchcraft, enchanter's nightshade, worth beyond beauty, sweet alyssum, worth sustained by judicious and tender affection. Pink, convolvulus, worthy all praise, fennel, you are cold, hortensia, you are my divinity, American cowslip, you are perfect. Pineapple. You are radiant with charms. Ranunculus, you are rich in attractions. Garden ranunculus, you are the queen of coquettes. Queen's rocket, you have no claims. Pasque flower, you please all. Branch of currants, you will be my death. Hemlock, your charms are engraven on my heart. Spindle tree, your looks freeze me. Ice plant, your presence softens my pains. Milkvetch, your purity equals your loveliness. Orange blossoms, your qualities like your charms are unequaled. Peach, your qualities surpass your charms. Mignonette, youthful innocence. White lilac. Youthful love, red catchfly, zealousness, elder zest, lemon. The language of flowers, daffodils. I wandered, lonely as a cloud, that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd. A host of golden daffodils beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle in the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line. Along the margin of a bay, 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they did the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay. In such a jocund company, I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. W. Ordsworth, the rose, go, lovely rose, tell her that wastes her time on me, that now she knows when I resemble her to thee. How sweet and fair she seems to be. Tell her that's young and shuns to have her graces spied. That hadst thou sprung in deserts where no men abide, thou must have uncommended died. Small is the worth of beauty from the light retired. Bid her come forth, suffer herself to be desired, and not blush so to be admired. Then die, that she, the common fate of all things rare, may read in thee how small a part of time they share, that are so wondrous sweet and fair. Yet, though thou fade, from thy dead leaves let fragrance rise, and teach the maid that goodness time's rude hand defies, that virtue lives when beauty dies. W. Aller, the sensitive plant. A. S. Incitive, plant in a garden grew, and the young winds fed it with silver dew, and it opened its fan-like leaves to the light, and closed them beneath the kisses of night. but none ever trembled and panted with bliss. In the garden, the field, or the wilderness, like doe in the noontide with love's sweet want. As the companionless sensitive plant, the snowdrop and then the violet arose from the ground with warm rain wet, and their breath was mixed with fresh odor, scent, from the turf like the voice and the instrument. Then the pied windflowers and the tulip tall, and narcissi the fairest among them all, who gaze on their eyes in the stream's recess, till they die of their own dear loveliness, and the naiad-like lily of the vale, whom youth makes so fair and passion so pale, that the light of its tremulous bells is seen. Through their pavilions of tender green and the hyacinth purple and white and blue, which flung from its bells a sweet peal anew, of music so delicate, soft, and intense, it was felt like an odor within the sense, and the rose like a nymph to the bath addressed, which unveiled the depth of her glowing breast, till fold after fold to the fainting air, the soul of her beauty and love lay bare, and the wand-like lily which lifted up, as a maenad, its moonlight-colored cup, till the fiery star, which is its eye, gazed through the clear dew on the tender sky, and the jessamine faint, and the sweet tuberose, the sweetest flower for scent that blows, and all rare blossoms from every clime, grew in that garden in perfect prime, the sensitive plant, which could give small fruit, of the love which it felt from the leaf to the root, received more than all flowers, it loved more than ever. Where none wanted but it could belong to the giver. For the sensitive plant has no bright flower, radiance and odor are not its dower, it loves, even like love its deep heart is full, it desires what it has not, the beautiful. Each and all like ministering angels were, for the sensitive plant's sweet joy to bear, whilst the lagging hours of the day went by, like windless clouds o'er a tender sky, and when evening descended from heaven above, and the earth was all rest, and the air was all love. And delight, though less bright, was far more deep, and the day's veil fell from the world of sleep. The sensitive plant was the earliest, upgathered into the bosom of rest, a sweet child weary of its delight, the feeblest, and yet the favorite, cradled within the embrace of night, S. Heli, O. Luve, will venture in, and C. T. Yoon, the posy. O. Luve, will venture in, where at door no we'll be seen. O. Luve will venture in, where wisdom ants has been, but I will down yon river rove, amming the wood SAE green, and a to poo a posy to my ain dear May. The primrose I will poo, the firstling o' the year, and I will poo the pink, the emblem o' my dear. For she's the pink o' womankind, and blooms without a peer, and a to be a posy to my ain dear May, I'll poo the budding rose when Phoebus peeps in view. For it's like a balmy kiss o' her sweet bonny moo, the hyacinths for constancy w, its unchanging blue, and a to be a posy to my ain dear May, the lily it is pure, and the lily it is fair. And in her lovely bosom I'll place the lily there, the daisies for simplicity and unaffected air, and a to be a posy to my ain dear May. The hawthorn I will poo, why its locks a siller gray, where, like an aged man, it stands at break o' day. But the songster's nest within the bush I win attack away, and a to be a posy to my ain dear May. The woodbine I will poo when the eaning star is near, and the diamond drops a dew shall be her e'en essay clear, the violets for modesty which weel she fa's to wear. And a to be a posy to my ain dear May. I'll tie the posy round W, the silken band a louve, and I'll place it in her breast, and I'll swear by a above, that to my latest draft o' life the band shall ne'er remove. And this will be a posy to my ain dear May B, earns my N-A-N-N-I-E-S A-W-A, T. Yoon. There'll never be peace and see, now in her green mantle blithe nature arrays, and listens the lambkins that bleat o'er the brays, while birds warble welcome in ilka green shaw. But to me it's delightless, my nanny's awa, the snawdrap and primrose our woodlands adorn, and violets bathe in the wheat o' the morn, they pain my sad bosom, essay sweetly they blaw, they mind me, nanny, and nanny's awa. Thou lavrock that springs fray the dews of the lawn, the shepherd to warn o' the gray-breaking dawn, and thou mellow mavis that hails the nightfaw, give over for pity, my nanny's awa, come autumn essay pensive in yellow and gray, and sooth me why tidings o' nature's decay the dark, dreary winter and wild driving snaw, Elaine can delight me, now nanny's awa, B. Earns their groves and C. T. Yoon, humors of Glen. T. Air, groves a sweet myrtle let foreign lands reckon. Where bright beaming summers exalt the perfume, far dearer to me yon lone glen a green brecken, why the burn stealing under the lang yellow broom, far dearer to me are yon humble broom bowers, where the bluebell and gowan lurk lowly unseen, for there, lightly tripping amming the wild flowers, A. Listening the linnet, aft wanders my Jean, B. Earns to a mountain daisy, on turning one down with a plow in April, 1786. W. E. Modest, crimson-tipped flower. Thou's met me in an evil hour, for I mon crush amming the stour. Thy slender stem to spare thee now is past my power, thou bonny gem, alas. It's no thy neighbor sweet, the bonny lark, companion meet, bending thee mang the dewy wheat why spreckled breast, when upward springing blithe to greet the purpling east, could blew the bitter biting north, upon thy early, humble birth, yet cheerfully thou glinted forth, amid the storm, scarce reared above the parent earth, thy tender form. The flaunting fleurs our gardens yield, high sheltering woods and wa's mon shield, but thou beneath the random beeld, O clod or stain, adorns the histy, stibble field, unseen, Elaine, there in thy scanty mantle clad, thy snowy bosom sunward spread, thou lifts thy unassuming head, in humble guise, but now the share updears thy bed. And lo thou lies, such is the fate of artless maid, sweet floweret of the rural shade, by love's simplicity betrayed, and guileless trust, till she like thee all soiled is laid, lo I the dust, such is the fate of simple bard, on life's rough ocean luckless starred, unskillful he to note the card of prudent lore, till billows rage and gales blow hard, and whelm him o'er such fate to suffering worth is given, who long with wants and woes has striven, by human pride or cunning driven, to misrise brink. Till wrenched of every stay but heaven, he ruined sink, ev'n thou who mourn'st thee the daisy's fate, that fate is thine. No distant date stern ruins, plowshare, drives elate, full on thy bloom, till crushed beneath the furrow's weight, shall be thy doom, be urns, lament of Mary, Queen of Scots on the approach of spring. Now nature hangs her mantle green on every blooming tree, and spreads her sheets a daisy's white. Out o'er the grassy lay, now Phoebus cheers the crystal streams, and glads the azure skies, but naught can glad the weary wight, that fast endurance lies. Now lavrocks wake the merry morn, aloft on dewy wing the merle in his noontide bower, makes woodland echoes ring, the mavis mild why many a note, sings drowsy day to rest, in love and freedom they rejoice. Why, care nor thrall oppressed. Now blooms the lily by the bank, the primrose down the brae, the hawthorns budding in the glen, and milk-white is the slea, the meanest hind in fair Scotland. May rove their sweets amang, but I the queen of a Scotland, mon lion prison strang, I was the queen of bonny France, where happy I haven foo lightly raise I in the morn, as blithe lay down at e'en, and I'm the sovereign of Scotland, and money a traitor there, yet here I lie in foreign lands and never-ending care. But as for thee, thou false woman, my sister and my fay, grim vengeance yet shall wet a sword, that through thy soul shall gee the weeping blood in woman's breast. Was never known to thee, nor th balm that draps on wounds of woe, free woman's pitying am my son, may kinder stars upon thy fortune shine, and may those pleasures gild thy reign, that ne'er wad blink on mine, God keep thee fray thy mother's fays, or turn their hearts to thee, and where thou meet'st thee thy mother's friend, remember him for me, oh. Soon to me, may summer suns, nee mare light up the morn, nee mare to me the autumn winds, wave o'er the yellow corn, and in the narrow house, O death. Let winter round me rave, and the next fleurs that deck the spring, bloom on my peaceful grave, be, urns red and white roses, are eed in these roses the sad story of my hard fate, and your own glory in the white you may discover, the paleness of a fainting lover, in the red the flames still feeding on my heart with fresh wounds bleeding. The white will tell you how I languish, and the red express my anguish, the white my innocence displaying. The red my martyrdom betraying, the frowns that on your brow resided, have those roses thus divided. Oh, let your smiles but clear the weather, and then they both shall grow together, see. Aku, sonnet, s. Wheat is the rose but grows upon a brier, sweet is the juniper but sharp his bough, sweet is the eglantine but pricketh near, sweet is the fir bloom but his branches rough, sweet is the cypress but his rind is tough. Sweet is the nut, but bitter is his pill. Sweet is the broom flower, but yet sower enough. And sweet is moly, but his root is ill. So every sweet with sower is tempered still. That maketh it be coveted the more, for easy things that may be got at will. Most sorts of men do set but little store. Why then should I account of little pain? That endless pleasure shall unto me gain s. Penser, to primroses, filled with mourning dww. Hi, do ye weep, sweet babes, cantares. Speak grief in you, who were but born, just as the modest morn teemed her refreshing dew, alas. Ye have not known that shower, that mars a flower, nor felt the unkind breath of a blasting wind, nor are ye worn with years or warped as we, who think it strange to see such pretty flowers like to orphans young, speaking by tears before ye have a tongue, speak, whimpering younglings, and make known the reason why ye droop and weep. Is it for want of sleep, or childish lullaby, or that ye have not seen as yet the violet, or brought a kiss from that sweetheart to this, no, no, this sorrow shown by your tears shed, would have this lecture read, that things of greatest, so of meanest worth, conceived with grief are and with tears brought forth, H. Eric, a red, red rose, T. Yoon. Wishaw's favorite. Oh, my louves like a red, red rose, that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my louves like the melody, that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in hive am I, and I will louve thee still, my dear, till of the seas gang dry. Till of the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt W the sun, I will louve thee still, my dear. While the sands a life shall run, and fare thee weel, my only louve, and fare thee weel a while, and I will come again, my louve, though it were 10,000 mile, B, urns, V, urgens, promised when I died, that they would each primrose tide, duly, morn and evening come, and with flowers dress my tomb. Having promised, pay your debts, maids, and here strew violets, R. Obert, H. Eric, M. Usick. When soft voices die, vibrates in the memory odors when sweet violets sicken, love within the sense they quicken. Rose leaves, when the rose is dead, are heaped for the beloved's bed, and so thy thoughts when thou art gone. Love itself shall slumber on, S. Heli, R. Adiant, sister of the day, awake. Arise, and come away to the wild woods and the plains, to the pools where winter rains, image all their roof of leaves, where the pine its garland weaves, of sapless green and ivy dun. Round stems that never kiss the sun, where the lawns and pastures be, and the sandhills of the sea, where the melting hoarfrost wets, the daisy star that never sets, and windflowers and violets, which yet join not scent to hue, crown the pale year weak and new when the night is left behind, in the deep east, dim and blind, and the blue moon is over us, and the multitudinous billows murmur at our feet, where the earth and ocean meet, and all things seem only one in the universal sun, P. B. S. Heli. To daffodils, F. Ere daffodils we weep to see you haste away so soon, as yet the early rising sun has not attained its noon, stay, stay, until the hastening day has run. But to the even song, and having prayed together, we will go with you along. We have short time to stay as you. We have as short a spring, as quick a growth to meet decay, as you or anything we die, as your hours do and dry away, like to the summer's rain, or as the pearls of mornings do, ne'er to be found again, R. Obert. H. Eric. Constancy, L.I., a garland on my hearse, of the dismal yew maiden's willow branches bear, say, I died true. My love was false, but I was firm from my hour of birth. Upon my buried body lie, lightly, gentle earth, S. Amuel, F. Letcher, M. Earn, Ilka Grove the Cushit kens, ye Hasley Shaws and Briary Dens, ye Burnies, wimplin down your glens, why Todlinden, or foaming strang, why hasty stens, free lin to lin. Mourn little harebells o'er the lay, ye stately foxgloves fair to see, ye woodbines hanging bonnily, in scented boars, ye roses on your thorny tree, the first o' flowers at dawn when every grassy blade droops with a diamond at his head, at even when beans their fragrance shed. I.T.H. rustling gale, ye mawkins widden throw the glade. Come join my wail, morn, spring, thou darling of the year, ilk cowslip cup shall kep a tear, thou simmer, while each corny spear shoots up its head. Thy gay, green, flowery tresses sheer. For him that's dead, thou autumn, why thy yellow hair? In grief thy sallow mantle tear, thou winter, hurling throw the air, the roaring blast, wide o'er the naked world declare, the worth we've lost, B, urns to the small celandine, P, pansies, lilies, kingcups, daisies, let them live upon their praises long as there's a sun that sets. Primroses will have their glory long as there are violets, they will have a place in story, there's a flower that shall be mine. Tease the little celandine, ere a leaf is on the bush. In the time before the thrush has a thought about her nest, thou wilt come with half a call, spreading out thy glossy breast, like a careless prodigal telling tales about the sun, when we've little warmth or none. Comfort have thou of thy merit, kindly unassuming spirit, careless of thy neighborhood. Thou dost show thy pleasant face on the moor and in the wood, in the lane, there's not a place, howsoever mean it be. But 'tis good enough for thee, ill befall the yellow flowers, children of the flaring hours. Buttercups that will be seen, whether we will see or know others too, of lofty mien, they have done as worldlings do, taken praise that should be thine. Little, humble celandine, prophet of delight and mirth, ill requited upon earth, herald of a mighty band, of a joyous train ensuing, serving at my heart's command, tasks that are no tasks renewing, I will sing as doth behove, hymns in praise of what I love, W. Ordsworth, to BLOSSOMS. F. Fair, pledges of a fruitful tree. Why do you fall so fast? Your date is not so past, but you may stay yet here a while, to blush and gently smile and go at last. What were you born to be, an hour or half's delight, and so to bid good night? 'Twas pity nature brought you forth, merely to show your worth and lose you quite. But you are lovely leaves where we may read how soon things have their end, though ne'er so brave, and after they have shown their pride, like you, a while they glide into the grave, H. Eric, the lily and the rose, T. He. Nymph must lose her female friend, if more admired than she. But where will fierce contention end, if flowers can disagree? Within the garden's peaceful scene, appeared two lovely foes, aspiring to the rank of queen, the lily and the rose. The rose soon reddened into rage, and swelling with disdain, appealed to many a poet's page to prove her right to reign. The lily's height bespoke command. A fair imperial flower, she seemed designed for Flora's hand, the scepter of her power. This civil bickering and debate. The goddess chanced to hear, and flew to save, ere yet too late, the pride of the parterre. Yours is, she said, the nobler hue, and yours the statelier mien, and till a third surpasses you. Let each be deemed a queen, thus, soothed and reconciled, each seeks. The fairest British fair, the seat of empire is her cheeks. They reign united there, see, Oper, the wallflower, W, high, this flower is now called so. List, sweet maids, and you shall know. Understand this firstling was, once a brisk and bonny lass. Kept as close as Danny was, who a sprightly springald loved, and to have it fully proved, up she got upon a wall, tempting down to slide with all but the silken twist untied. So she fell, and bruised she died. Jove, in pity of the deed, and her loving, luckless speed, turned her to this plant we call, now the flower of the wall. H. Eric, the primrose. A.S.K. Me why I send you here, this firstling of the infant year, ask me why I send to you. This primrose, all bepearled with dew, I straight will whisper in your ears. The sweets of love are washed with tears. Ask me why this flower doth show, so yellow, green, and sickly too, ask me why the stalk is weak. And bending, yet it doth not break, I must tell you these discover. What doubts and fears are in a lover, see, Aru Adnis sleeping. I.N. Midst of all there lay a sleeping youth, of fondest beauty. Sideway his face reposed, on one white arm, and tenderly unclosed. By tenderest pressure, a faint damask mouth, to slumbery pout, just as the morning south, disparts a dew-lipped rose. Above his head, four lily stalks did their white honors wed, to make a coronal, and round him grew all tendrils green of every bloom and hue, together intertwined and trammeled fresh, the vine of glossy sprout, the ivy mesh, shading its Ethiop berries and woodbine of velvet leaves and bugle blooms divine, hard by, stood serene cupids watching silently. One, kneeling to a lyre, touched the strings, muffling to death the pathos with his wings, and ever and anon uprose to look at the youth's slumber, while another took a willow bough distilling odorous dew and shook it on his hair. Another flew in through the woven roof and fluttering wise, rained violets upon his sleeping eyes. K. Eats. M. O'Donna. Wherefore hast thou sent to me, sweet basil and mignonette, embalming love and health, which never yet in the same wreath might be, alas, and they are wet. Is it with thy kisses or thy tears, for never rain or dew, such fragrance drew from plant or flower, the very doubt endears my sadness ever knew, the sighs I breathe, the tears I shed for thee, P. B.S. Helly T. Here grew pied windflowers and violets, daisies, those pearled archery of the earth, the constellated flowers that never set faint oxlips, tender bluebells at whose birth the sod scarce heaved, and that tall flower that wets its mother's face with heaven-collected tears. When the low wind its playmate's voice it hears, and in the warm hedge grew lush eglantine, green cowbind and the moonlight-colored may, and cherry blossoms and white cups whose wine was the bright dew yet drained not by the day, and wild roses and ivy serpentine, with its dark buds and leaves wandering astray, and flowers azure, black, and streaked with gold, fairer than any wakened eyes behold, and nearer to the river's trembling edge, there grew broad flag flowers, purple pranked with white, and starry river buds among the sedge, and floating water lilies, broad and bright, which lit the oak that overhung the hedge, with moonlight beams of their own watery light, and bulrushes and reeds of such deep green, as soothed the dazzled eye with sober sheen, P. B. S. Helly, F. Ade, Fleurs, Fade, Nature will have it so. Tease, but what we must in our autumn do, and as your leaves lie quiet on the ground, the loss alone by those that loved them found, so in the grave shall we as quiet lie. Missed by some few that loved our company, but some so like to thorns and nettles live, that none for them can, when they perish, grieve, W. Aller, arrangement of a bouquet, H. Air, damask roses, white and red, out of my lap first take I, which still shall run along the thread, my chiefest flower this make I, amongst these roses in a row, next place I pinks in plenty, these double pansies then for show, and will not this be dainty, the pretty pansy then I'll tie. Like stones some chain inchasing, and next to them their near ally, the purple violet placing, the curious choice clove July flower, whose kind height the carnation, for sweetness of most sovereign power, shall help my wreath to fashion, whose sundry colors of one kind, first from one root derived, them in their several suits I'll bind, my garland so contrived. Course of cowslips then I'll stick, and here and there, though sparely, the pleasant primrose down I'll prick. like pearls that will show rarely, then with these marigolds I'll make my garland somewhat swelling, these honeysuckles then I'll take, whose sweets shall help their smelling, the lily and the fleur-de-lis. For color much contending, for that I them do only prize, they are but poor in scenting. The daffodil most dainty is, to match with these in meetness, the columbine compared to this, all much alike for sweetness. These in their natures only are fit to emboss the border, therefore I'll take especial care to place them in their order, sweet williams, campions, sops and wine, one by another neatly, thus have I made this wreath of mine, and finished it featly. N. Acolas, D. Rayton the cherry, T. Here is a garden in her face, where roses and white lilies grow, a heavenly paradise is that place, wherein all pleasant fruits do grow, there cherries grow that none may buy, till cherry ripe themselves do cry, those cherries fairly do enclose. Of orient pearl a double row, which, when her lovely laughter shows, they look like rosebuds filled with snow, yet them no peer nor prince may buy, till cherry ripe themselves do cry, her eyes like angels watch them still, her brows like bended bows do stand, threatening with piercing frowns to kill all that approach with eye or hand, these sacred cherries to come nigh, till cherry ripe themselves do cry, R. Ickard, A. Listen, the garland, T. He, pride of every grove I chose, the violet sweet and lily fair, the dappled pink and blushing rose, to deck my charming Chloe's hair, at morn the nymph voucheft to place, upon her brow the various wreath, the flowers less blooming than her face, the scent less fragrant than her breath, the flowers she wore along the day, and every nymph and shepherd said that in her hair they looked more gay than glowing in their native bed, undressed at evening when she found their odors lost, their colors past, she changed her look, and on the ground her garland and her eye she cast. That eye dropped sense distinct and clear as any muse's tongue could speak, when from its lid a pearly tear ran trickling down her beauteous cheek, dissembling what I knew too well, my love, my life, said I, explain this change of humor, pray thee tell that falling tear. What does it mean? She sighed, she smiled, and to the flowers, pointing, the lovely moralist said, see, friend, in some few fleeting hours, see yonder what a change is made, ah me, the blooming pride of May. And that of beauty are but one, at morn both flourish bright and gay, both fade at evening, pale and gone, at dawn poor Stella danked and sung, the amorous youth around her bode, at night her fatal knell was rung. I saw and kissed her in her shroud, such as she is, who died today, such I, alas, maybe tomorrow go, Damon, bid thy muse display the justice of thy Chloe's sorrow. P. Rear, to the VIRGINS to make much of time. G. Ather. Ye rosebuds, while ye may, old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying, the glorious lamp of heaven, the sun, the higher he's a-getting, the sooner will his race be run, and nearer he's to setting. That age is best, which is the first, when youth and blood are warmer, but being spent, the worse and worst, times will succeed the former. Then be not coy, but use your time, and while ye may go merry for having lost but once your prime, you may forever tarry, R. Obert. H. Eric, Song of May Morning, N. Oh, the bright morning star, day's harbinger, comes dancing from the east and leads with her the flowery May, who from her green lap throws the yellow cowslip and the pale primrose. Hail, bounteous May, that dost inspire mirth and youth and warm desire, woods and groves are of thy dressing, hill and dale doth boast thy blessing. Thus we salute thee with our early song, and welcome thee and wish thee long, M. Ilton, A. Mong, the myrtles as I walked. Love and my sight thus intertalked. Tell me, said I, in deep distress, where I may find my shepherdess. Thou fool, said Love, knowest thou not this, in everything that sweet she is, in yon carnation go and seek. There thou shalt find her lips and cheek in that enameled pansy by, there thou shalt have her curious eye in bloom of peach and rose's bud, there waves the streamer of her blood. Tis true, said I, and thereupon I went to pluck them one by one, to make of parts in union, but on a sudden all were gone, at which I stopped, said Love, these be the true resemblance of thee, for as these flowers thy joys must die, and in the turning of an eye and all thy hopes of her must wither, like those short sweets here knit together, R. Obert H. Eric, fragment in Witherspoon's collection of Scotch songs, T. Yoon, Hughie Graham, Gin, my love were yon red rose that grows upon the castle wa, and I mysel a drap o do into her bonny breast to faw. Oh, they're beyond expression blessed. I'd feast on beauty of the night, sealed on her silk saft falls to rest, till flayed away by Phoebus' light. Oh, were my love yon lilac fair, why purple blossoms to the spring, and I a bird to shelter there, when wearied on my little wing, how I wad mourn when it was torn by autumn wild and winter rude, but I wad sing on wanton wing, when youth foo may its bloom renewed, asterisk. Asterisk, these stanzas were added by B. Earns the daisy. O F all the flowers in the mead, then love I most these flowers white and reed, sock that men callen daisies in our town, to hem I have so great affection, as I said erst when commen is the maya, that in my bed there doth me no daya, that I enam up and walking in the mead. To see this flower ience the sun spread, when it upriseth early by the morrow, that blissful sight softeneth all my sorrow. See Hosser, illustrations, pate. A. Acacia, friendship. 7. B. Bladder, nut tree, frivolity. Amusement. 9. C. Cowslip, American, divine beauty. You are my divinity. 11. D. Dead leaves, sadness. 15. E. Enchanter's nightshade, witchcraft, sorcery. 16. F. Fig, marigold, idleness. 17. G. Grape, wild charity. 19. H. Hyacinth, sport, game, play. 21. I. Indian jasmine, ipomoea, attachment. 23. J. Jacob's ladder, come down. 24. K. Canidia, mental beauty. 25. L. Larkspur, purple, naughtiness. 26. M. Moss, maternal love. 28. N. Nettle tree, concert. 30. O. Osmunda, dreams. 31. P. Periwinkle, blue, early friendship. 32. Q. Queen's rocket, you are the queen of coquettes. Fashion. 35. R. Rose, love. 36. S. Southernwood, jest, bantering. 38. T. Thrift, sympathy. 40. V. Veronica, fidelity. 42. W. Wood sorrel, joy, maternal tenderness. 43. X. Xeranthemum, cheerfulness under adversity. 45. Y. U. Sorrow. 46. Z. Zephyr flower, expectation. 47. End of the project. GUTEMBRGEBOOK language of flowers asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one. The old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTEMBRGTM concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start full license. The full Project GUTEMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1. A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property trademark copyright agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8, 1B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. C. Paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below. 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg, 1E1, the following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary, or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense to the user, provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from. The use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that /he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below, 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty, disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the Agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone, providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur. A distribution of this, or any Project Gutenberg work, B. Alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work, and C. Any defect you cause, Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org, Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the State of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN, or federal tax identification, number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, plus 1-862-620-19288. Email contact links and up to date contact information can be found at the foundation's website and official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact, Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg electronic works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the project. Gutenberg's concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the US unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.